CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and many years in Asia, based in Hong Kong, traveling for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. We now move to a story that is puzzling only until you get all the details of why. Beijing, Reuters reporting. Remember, all reporting out of China is suspect by the Chinese regime, and you have to be very careful. Reuters reporting, after enduring days of lock-in at Foxconn's vast facility in central China with 200,000 other workers, Yuan, a young man, finally climbed the fences on Saturday night and escaped the conflict, joining others fleeing what they feared was a widening COVID outbreak. What we're describing here is reporting over these last several days is that the iPhone maker, Foxconn, the large facility in central China, is made up of migrant workers from other parts of China. And the story is there is a COVID outbreak of several hundred people within this vast facility. And that means that there are lockdowns possible imminently, perhaps underway. So rather than being obedient, lowering their heads and accepting this abuse by the regime, people are climbing fences and rushing. In fact, there are reports of nearby villages providing sustenance, food and water for the fleeing migrants. Mary, this is a quite extraordinary story. So I need your understanding of what this means for the regime in Beijing, that this is being reported by Reuters, that the world knows about it, especially after the 20th Party Congress. Is this a direct test of Xi Jinping's authority? Because if it is, he's flunking.
Well, as you said, John, it's very difficult for us to get verifiable news out of mainland China. And so it is notable that this story is big enough that Reuters managed to get photos of it and reporting. The Chinese people are, you know, human beings just like you and me and our listeners, and they don't like to be locked up. They don't like the corruption. There's nothing surprising about this. What we don't know is how widespread these protests are throughout the country, because journalists, be they domestic or foreign, are restricted from physically going to these various provinces, and they're restricted in who they can speak to. They are followed, they are harassed, and in some cases they're assaulted, even foreign reporters. So it's, as you say, it's very important to reiterate that we just don't know how threatened the Xi regime is or is not, but it is logical to assume that an economy where you've got youth unemployment higher than France, a collapsing property market, bank failures, rolling COVID lockdowns over a period of years, inferior vaccines, corruption from top to bottom, this is not a nice place to live or raise a family. And the Chinese people who can, leave, they leave and they get their money out and they want their kids out. If they can, they send their kids to Australia, Canada, the United States, Britain, wherever they can send them. And that tells you a lot, because at the end of the day, the movement of capital and people tell you everything that you need to know about the nature of the regime. And there is no stampede to go settle in Beijing or Shanghai. There is a stampede to come and settle in the United States. And that tells you a lot about the attractiveness and the virtue of our two respective systems.
Xi's move at the 20th Party Congress was to take absolute control of the whole country, absolute control. And so the puzzle here is that this is a facility, Foxconn, which is headquartered out of Taiwan. But in any event, Foxconn is integral to the success of Apple, one of our largest corporations, one of the largest in the solar system. What is our responsibility, Mary? Because I'm looking at an iPhone right now. Does that iPhone mean that I'm connected to this abuse of these young people who are penned up and imprisoned because they might have COVID?
Yes, this is a party state. That means that everything that is done within those borders goes to support the Chinese Communist Party. It's very different from our system. It cannot be disaggregated. And, it's a point that it is not made often enough. Xi Jinping does not preside over the country by virtue of being a quote-unquote president. He presides over the country by virtue of the fact that he's the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. The PLA, the People's Liberation Army, is a misnomer. It's not there to liberate the people or protect the people. It's there to protect the party and the party's interests. It's all about the party and the party's strength. And the 20th Party Congress showed that Xi Jinping's goal is essentially twofold: to stoke ideological fervor and adherence to party principles, and to maintain control over the population, and thirdly, to expand his power abroad. That's the goal. That's what he's saying. He's saying it very clearly, repeatedly, and we ought to listen to him.
And this young man, I started the Reuters report. They report further that he hiked to the banks of the Yellow River, where he was stopped short of Hebei by authorities from the nearby city. He was then transported and put under quarantine. But his testimony to Reuters was, "I'll never go back to Foxconn, that it has put a chill in my heart." So right now, this is one of thousands of people said to be fleeing the Foxconn, but they're really fleeing the authority that we saw on display at the 20th Party Congress. And Xi Jinping is the general secretary of this abuse. He's in charge of this abuse. Mary, there's no other way to put it. We're looking at a whole country penned up, imprisoned.
Well, look at what they just did to Hong Kong. You've got close to 8 million people, and many of whom are not allowed to leave. I mean, the last time we saw this was East Berlin, John. That's what we're looking at.
Mary Kissel, the executive editor, executive vice president, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,